Law Enforcement Today spokesperson, "We are looking at a mass exodus of law enforcement." By Robert Krajicek on July 27, 2020. "We are looking at a mass exodus of law enforcement," said Kyle Reyes, national spokesperson for Law Enforcement Today, an organization describing itself as a voice for active and retired law enforcement officers, their families, and anyone who supports the men and women who protect and serve. He offered his remarks on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Marlowe asked how police officers perceive arbitrary applications of guidelines issued by public health authorities and the left during the coronavirus outbreak, noting how lockdown decrees are not enforced in the context of political demonstrations and riots while business owners are persecuted for maintaining operations in accordance with mask wearing and social distancing recommendations. "How does it look from the vantage point of a law enforcement person when the law changes depending on your motivation?" asked Marlowe. "For example, if you are motivated by the political left, if you're part of Antifa or Black Lives Matter, then your violence is deemed as a legitimate demonstration. However, if you are on the right and you have a peaceful protest, that is seen as illegitimate, some sort of a threat. What are people in law enforcement thinking about this stuff when there's clearly two sets of rules based off of the perceived motivations of whichever group is assembling?" Reyes said police officers are being directed to target their supporters. "A lot of police officers, from little rural towns to major cities, are used to double standards," Reyes stated. "They're used to coming under attack. What they're not used to is being told, if there are people out there who support you, you need to target them. You need to bring them in, and demand that they disperse. And so a lot of these guys are trying to figure out what the heck they're supposed to do." Reyes continued, "You have liberal administrators in a lot of cases. You look at cities like Houston, where you have a political hack as a police chief. And you've got these big cities, with feckless leaders that are telling you what you can and can't do. And frankly, a lot of law enforcement is confused. Where do you draw the line and how do you stop when you still have to provide for your family, but you're also upholding an oath that you took? There's a lot of confusion happening in this country. Listen." Marlowe asked how inconsistent application of the law affects morale among and recruit of police officers. "It's horrific," responded Reyes. "It is catastrophic. It is not an exaggeration to say we are looking at a mass exodus of law enforcement. Right now in Connecticut, they're taking qualified immunity off the table. In New York, they're canceling classes of recruits." Reyes highlighted a concerted effort directed by authorities and Facebook to obstruct and prevent a Back the Blue rally on Sunday in Long Island, New York. "We had 6,300 RSVPs on Facebook, and then Facebook magically took down the event page. It all went away and disappeared. Then we had a Congressman Clay Higgins and Ted Nugent who were going to be coming out. And Ted Nugent was going to be performing the national anthem and rallying everybody together. And there was a concerted effort over the past few days to ensure that Ted Nugent and Congressman Higgins would not be allowed at the event." Reyes continued, "First, the state police detail was pulled from bringing Higgins and Nugent from the airport to the event. And then the state police officers volunteered to do it on their own time and were told, 'If you do this, you will end up in internal affairs.' Then from there, it was, 'We aren't going to allow Ted Nugent in because he's a insert name here. Sexist, racist, homophobic, Islamophobic.' And then when they realized how ludicrous that argument was, and that he would still be coming, it was, 'We are going to pull power from the park.'" Reyes went on, "Then, when they were told we'd be bringing in generators, it became all of a sudden, 'Well, Congressman Higgins and Ted Nugent are coming in from out of state. And so the health department is going to be dispatched to the airport. And they cannot come to the event by order of the health department. Because they need to go into mandatory quarantine for 14 days or turn around and fly away." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.